everyone, welcome to another Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Today I'm joined by, I dare say, my two favorite guests because they do all the work for me. They both do production for a living. So you know what? It makes my job easy. I have done no prep today. I've just walked in their house. I've consumed their tea.
Yeah, you didn't even make the tea.
No, it was just handed to me.
I'm going to be honest, the tea was boiling when you walked in. Like, it was ready.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't, it's not even like
that's called pre-production in the business.
I'm like a spoiled British baby. Where's my tea? And it was just in my mouth. It's amazing. So I have Josh Bard and Colleen Connachan, right? Is it a hard C?
The second C is silent, actually.
Connachan?
Yeah.
Ooh,
you'd never guess
so
it.
So Irish.
Yeah, it's
Are you allowed to say tricky Irish?
I mean, you can, but...
I'm not gonna.
I'd be careful. But yeah, I mean, I feel like your name has extensive vowels, whereas mine has extra and undiscernible...
Yes.
Consonants.
Like that weird Welsh language, whatever I'm going for with
Flemish,
this.
Flemish.
I don't, yeah. Like where all the people that we just consider British and white, but they're like, no, we are of this weird little we are of Wales. And then it'll be like, you know, 500 miles to Britain. And then underneath, like, Klingon. And you're like, what is this? And that's independence to them. Just
yep.
Different shades of whiteness.
And
I like it.
Yeah. And that's that full extended sentence that you just said is actually what my last name means.
Oh, okay, cool.
that's
stumbled upon it.
That's
yeah.
It.
I thought I was actually going to say
the exact same thing in that exact same word order, but I'm really glad you covered it.
Okay, cool. I've been studying. I wanted to impress you.
Like, yeah, no, it's excellent.
It was truly a hustle. You got the last name wrong on purpose just so you could come through in shining
yeah,
glory
just nail
what it
no.
means.
I'm like Wayne Campbell when he starts doing Cantonese to Cassandra.
Miha Hindua.
Just, she's like, whoa. So yeah, I have no idea what the show is going to be about today. I just know it'll be good because these are the two creative masterminds right behind the prompt. We're just going to leave your sister out of it.
Leave her
She gets nothing because she's not here. She's busy taking pictures of her fat cat.
Yeah, her beautiful little hoodie. which, by the way, my aunt, my sister's cat's name is Hoodie, and he is a very, very,
very
beautiful,
sophisticated,
very
ironically.
Sophisticated cat. And my aunt this week 100% asked my sister, how's Sweaty doing? Because she knew that it had something to do with, like, sweatshirts. Mm-hmm. And she just totally whiffed and called him Sweaty.
She's like, John's fine. So, yeah, we all do a bunch of writing. These guys put it all together, but I contribute to thepromptmag.com. It's a very well-done literary site, as Colleen brilliantly put it last time, all the shit that didn't make it to McSweeney's.
Basically.
I now write specifically for you guys.
Yeah.
And that's both because I love you and because my dreams have died. No.
We should call our site McSweeney Zero.
And we should be like, we're like the spin-off. We're Burger King to their McDonald's.
Yeah.
Or like we're Mc.
You're just call them McSweeney's Outlet.
Yeah, yeah, we're
love
having
it.
A sale.
McSweeney's Loft. Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, so welcome to your show. We can tell you how we're going to do it today.
Nice.
We thought we'd start, so last time you were here on your show with us, featuring us, we talked about fame, and so I thought it would be a great segue to get right back into the fame game, but not actually the game we played
last
time.
Are people interested in celebrities? I don't know if that's a big mover. I'm unsure.
It's a really good question.
Yeah, so we had Aunt Becky and Lori Loughlin,
yes.
Who is a cougar.
Oh, big
of
time.
All of
big
just,
time.
Yeah. Maybe a Mount Rushmore cougar.
I was not even into Full House, and I would see her and be like, that is a stunning woman. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So she...
You were like, have mercy.
There you go.
I can't believe you weren't into it, even though like John Stamos was like your Greek. He had to be your like icon.
Like a Greek god
later
or something.
Later in life, I understood okay. that he was like a successful Greek, one of three. It was like him and Kojak. But like as a kid, I was just like, this show eats ass. I don't want to watch. Like,
I now understand like
you were more into him for the Greek yogurt commercials.
Yeah, that's how he brought me into the trap.
His music career.
Oh, was he part of the Beach Boys or something?
He like
he's like a fill-in. He would like play with them live.
Oh, like Capadonna with the Wu-Tang. No, Capadonna's on some recordings. That's some sad stuff. This is a happy show.
This is a happy show.
We're not going to talk about Capadonna again.
But not a happy ending for Lori Loughlin, who is definitely being arrested.
She was, I think she turned herself in today.
Yeah.
Felicity Huffman from, what was it, Housewives?
Desperate Housewives.
And
Cougars.
Other stuff. Yeah, Desperate Cougars.
Any Hall of Fame Cougars in that lineup for you?
Eva Longoria?
By the way, this is how you can tell the show's British today. You're just going to hear like... and then a lot of...
We do have crumpets baking as well.
Nice.
Yeah, Eva Longoria is a great call. Terry Hatcher, is that who? Yep. Is that? Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was the murderer's row of cougars.
Yeah,
Felicity
it was.
Huffman maybe being the weakest of the bunch.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's definitely spend this whole time talking about cougars.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
Let's talk about the attractiveness of these rich people who already have everything else going for them.
Colleen, who would you prefer to engage in intercourse with of this group of cougars?
John Stamos.
John Stamos is a cougar for sure. Yeah, so they can just pay. I mean, like, I guess I always assumed they could just pay to get their children into colleges, but that wasn't good enough. They get to pay to fake their children being athletes to take up a spot on these lesser athletic teams, lesser being, like, the non-money-making ones.
Okay, so that's why this is such a huge scandal? Because I haven't paid a ton of attention, and I'm like, yeah, rich people buy shit. No fucking...
So it's beyond that. So it's not... They didn't... buy, like, so a conventional way to buy your way into a university is to buy a building and name it the Lori Loughlin Performance Arts Center.
I've seen Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. So, like, that's what your rich-ass parents can get you. Fine, wonderful. But what happened is actually a case of fraud, which is being investigated at the federal level by the FBI, in which, very wealthy people are a part of this ring in which they can get their students or their kids admitted to very prestigious universities by cheating on standardized testing or posing as if they are, a soccer player who's never played competitively in her life and basically paying off the soccer coach $400,000 so that they'll take...
That's so fucking lazy and wrong.
Oh, it's so lazy and wrong. And, like, and this is kind of why it's a big scandal, because it's not just like, oh, we now have a big endowment. It's like, it's not even going back to the university, so you can't even claim.
It's going to, like, the Georgetown tennis coach.
Yeah.
The Georgetown tennis coach has just accepted some rich kid onto the Georgetown tennis team who didn't play tennis, will not ever play for the Georgetown tennis team. They will matriculate or whatever the word is for coming into... I never didn't get into Georgetown. I don't know the word. For coming into
but
the university.
But neither did they, to be fair.
Yeah. Coming into the university because their grades weren't good enough and they will be cut immediately, I guess, I'm assuming, from the tennis team or never make it even though they got one of the spots reserved for it. And that's it.
But how is this different exactly from the way I would go to chess club one time and never go again and then put that down for yearbook?
Well, like I think specifically because your yearbook probably wasn't one in which, like, if you were included, somebody was not, right? Like this is occupying a
wasn't
full
a zero
space.
Sum
exactly. Okay. So you're not, because you're in chess club doesn't mean that somebody else is bumped out of the yearbook.
Bobby Fischer's kicking
right.
rocks,
right? Bobby Fischer's like, that guy's a fraud,
son of a bitch,
right? But,
I just wanted to read a line real fast from a comedian buddy of mine who's out in California now, Brendan Cooney. And this tweet, I loved it, and it got a lot of traction. Paying $500,000 so your daughters can get railed out by USC frat dudes sounds good on paper, but upon a closer look, maybe a bad idea. I don't know. I just had to lob that in there.
So I tried not to get sucked into this vortex of just, I hate hedonism so much. I think it's disgusting how, like, being wealthy is just a get out of jail free card and just like a license to do whatever the fuck you want all the time, everywhere, in every hole.
Wait a minute.
So I tried really
hard
not to
get political.
Sean starts working harder.
But then I happened to see, as I was scrolling through Twitter, that Olivia Jade, whatever the fuck her last name is. She's Lori Loughlin's daughter.
Okay.
And they're twinsies. But she legitimately has, there's like a, I guess she's a YouTube star, which by the way, that was like my line today when I was talking about, I was like, can't these people just be influencers and like call
it a
day?
Yeah, they already are
just
influencers.
Like, just like put on your makeup, be beautiful and get out of my fucking lane. Like I'm trying to be over here overachieving. I don't, like you could just open birthday presents and like tell me
let these ugly kids play tennis.
Yeah, let the ugly kids play tennis for fuck's sake.
I hope this video works because you're screaming with your hair up in a plaid. These beautiful bitches.
Yeah, but it's, and she's on the video. She just kind of talks about, she's like, I don't really care about school that much, but like I just want the party
experience.
We have
our character.
yeah, and it's just like it's egregious. And then of course there's a second video where she's lying on a bed and she's like staring into the camera in black and white, and she's like, I'm really disappointed in myself because like last week I said that I didn't really care about school and I just know I'm in like a position of privilege and like I don't want to be ungrateful. And I was, it was like, it was absolutely horrific to watch those things back to back in light of this enormous fraudulent scandal. I don't know what you do if you're her. Probably just
I
put
mean,
on makeup and be
I'll tell you what you do if you're her. You, the world forgets about it in 3 weeks and
no,
her mom or dad pays more money to get them out of this mess and everything goes back to normal when no one knows her next year at Ithaca College. That's what it is.
She's just going to be partying on a yacht in the Aegean and some Russian oligarch. She'll like explain the story and he'll be like, ha ha, what? You know, because he talks like the Count. And then we'll just ask her to remove her bikini and that'll be it. And then she'll have Caucasus oil money in a year because that's what it is to be beautiful and privileged.
Well, I'm just really glad that I get this public forum so that she knows, because she's going to hear this podcast, that I'm disappointed.
Oh, yeah. That is going to simmer inside her.
It's
going to
sink
Good
her
luck
ship.
Getting through this week.
She's really going to, she's going to struggle.
Like, what's that eternal coal fire in whatever part of hell, Pennsylvania? Like, it's going to be that. It'll just never go out. It'll singe her forever as she sleeps on her
That's
bed
right.
of $1 million and tiger furs and yeah.
As she tries to pronounce my last name.
Yes. This is hard.
I don't really care about school. So like,
can we do a quick 1 to 10 on Aunt Becky on her fame level?
Ooh.
So she's still, I don't, is she on Fuller House? Did we watch one episode once and then I wanted to gouge my eyes out. Did you ever watch another episode?
Didn't watch another episode of Fuller House, the sequel to Full House.
Can you please do this in character?
I didn't, but like, it was just because like, I don't really care about
Netflix
Full
is
House.
Hard.
Netflix is so hard and like so many choices. No, so I have no idea if she's on Fuller House. It looks like you're going to research it, but.
She has to be. She's only, I thought only the Olsons tapped out. Right? Am I wrong here? I watched a chunk of one episode. It was fucking horrible.
She was on Fuller House, yeah. Or yeah. She is on Fuller House, yeah.
She is, okay.
Yeah. She also
Not
did...
Not for long, folks.
She also did a bunch of made-for-TV movies, yeah. Like a lot of them. And
How
I
many Lifetime originals?
All. Everyone. You don't know, but she's been in everyone. I think she was also in a 90210 remake that they did a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. There was one that was, I think, on with Audrina... Patridge?
Yeah,
maybe that name rings a bell.
Maybe.
Was she a very skinny blonde girl? I've narrowed it down greatly. She had a tan.
Yeah, that sounds like her.
Okay, cool.
No, I don't know. But she was on 90210. I think she was like a hot mom. Believe it
of
or
course,
not, they had
yeah,
those. Ooh, an episode of Blue Bloods.
Ooh. Compelling. That's a show my dad watches.
No, Tom doesn't dye his mustache. Why?
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about her IMDb.
Yeah,
I want to set
the scene. So I'm going to say right now, I mean, she's boosted a point this week in my scale.
Only one point? Are you kidding? Yeah, oh, no.
I was going to say she's a 4.
Points. Now?
Now she's a 4.
This week.
This week, maybe she's an 8.
Okay,
but,
thank you.
But like next week, she will be back to her 3.
This week, she's Stanley Hudson
okay.
levels.
I will 100% agree with everything you just said, except for the fact that you said she's 1 point higher this week than last, and then you bumped
okay.
up 4.
Sorry.
But
that's like saying Lee Harvey Oswald's up 1 point.
Yeah, so like, so I think she's a 3-4 in prior to the fraud case, and then she's an 8 this week.
Yeah. And I'll go 3-8.
Yeah. The classic 3-8.
And that's our episode. Cool.
Great.
Done.
Great.
Yeah. That was succinct. More tea. My only beef with all of this is it shows what a lust we have for fraud as it pertains to anyone we do know. And yet we're told all the time about like so much more nefarious shit that the rich engage in. And we're just kind of like, whatever. What show was he on? I don't know.
Right.
And we just let things happen.
We are so, as a society, I feel like the two things more than anything that we're into are celebrities and crimes.
Yeah.
Like, right, like true crime. I mean, murders are just like popping off right now. Murders are so hot. And, but like, we just can't get enough of these crime things.
I'm just picturing that in a Zoolander voice. Murder, so hot right now.
So hot right now.
So I think that's like an excellent segue into...
Let's go.
So we talked about doing a game, which is like which will happen first. And okay. I kind of explained to you guys that, you know, one of the ideas that I had for this actually happened this past last week.
Like what will happen first? Lori Loughlin's daughter get busted.
Right. Or she'll get railed by someone on the USC
all
football
the
team.
Dudes, yeah.
Excellent. But so like our obsession with celebrities and crime. What about when they come together, folks, come along with me. What would happen first? Colin Kaepernick getting signed or R. Kelly getting indicted?
Ooh.
We have an answer.
Someone signed Cap?
So that was like my big question, which would happen first, because I felt like both of those things had been... They both seemed impossible. We knew that R. Kelly had, there were all these egregious charges against him. We had the documentary. I mean, it's been a problem since he, I mean, there were multiple lawsuits that were brought previously. And then, so in my head, it was like, it's literally never going to happen. He's just going to keep he's just going to keep marching.
Can't keep getting away with
it. He can't. And he just, you know, he's going to have a cult and it's going to be a whole thing. And then sure enough, Colin Kaepernick not signed.
No.
R. Kelly, yes, indicted. And so that was like the one that got away.
Isn't this a crazy time to be alive? It's like, which pop star fucking kids doc do you want to watch tonight?
Unbelievable.
Sweetie?
Unbelievable. Yeah. And so I guess kind of moving on to the next one, which is in play. Do you think that people will forgive Kanye West or Louis C.K. first?
Ooh,
what's Kanye even need forgive? I mean, he's just always been Kanye.
I mean, I feel like. After his, like, slavery is a choice comment, and I just people have soured on Kanye enough that I feel like he's on the lam. He's running scurred.
Well, I'm going to do something not at all problematic and speak on behalf of the black community. I will say this. I think a certain maybe more conscious and liberal wing of his fandom has problems with Kanye, but I think there's a lot of people who are like, I just don't give a fuck. He does music I like, and that's cool. Whereas Louis fans, a lot of them, at least those in the industry, like I can't speak to his fan base itself, but his kind of supporters within the industry have like uniformly turned on that dude. And I think a lot of, at least some of his fan base is like, I will never support his shit again. Like, I feel like a complete creep being like, I'm not completely against listening to what the guy has to say. Like, still, I'll go and watch Louis, and people look at me like, you just raped someone. I'm like, what? It's just comedy that was already recorded. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I feel like both of these people will be fully absolved within the next 2 years. Not fully absolved.
Whoa,
but
Louis,
I don't,
fully absolved.
Fully absolved too much. I think they will be welcomed back to society within 2 years.
I do not think Louis will
I think Kanye will release music and it will be good and everyone will just stop caring about all the TMZ stuff and just how stupid his tweets are and just how stupid he is most of the time, because he'll have bangers and that's enough. And Louis, I think, I don't know, he hasn't shown a lot of contrition, which I think is probably the biggest problem with him not being welcomed back. If the guy just showed like a little bit, people would welcome him back.
Well, he peaced out for 1 year.
The problem is he showed too much.
He showed too much other stuff. He came back and...
Contrition is Spanish
I think
for
the
ginger
thing,
penis.
Here's the difference. Like, don't we think that Louis C.K. is probably the best at what he does currently?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that Kanye right now is the best at what he does.
He certainly was.
You're saying he knocked Kid and Play off the mountain.
It was them and then him, yeah. Okay. Yeah, and now it's Macklemore, so we're good.
Nice.
But no, I think when you're the best at something, again, people will just like, we want, I mean, I think we all want to be able to be cool with Louis C.K. And so eventually,
I think a lot of people don't. I personally, I do.
But I think we want him to like be a good guy and we want him back.
So, John, you think that there are people who are like, they're happy to take their pious stance and be like, I'm done with that guy forever.
Like PC culture.
Oh, I don't think. I know.
Okay. Like, that's what you, that is like, yeah. But that's your...
But
your...
that's not, those aren't just outliers too. That's a bigger,
I mean,
slice.
Okay, so you guys do like improv sometimes and you dip in, dip out. Like for the last couple of years, I've been like very involved, and especially like when I go to New York and take classes at UCB, and like, Jesus Christ, that is a wokeness factory. Like, and I'm not really saying that's good or bad. I don't have a huge opinion on it. I know that, like, I like to say racy shit without malice in my heart and hope it's not held against me. And that's probably not going to happen if all these people ascend the ranks. But in that city, like, it's a very different vibe in terms of what they're cool with. Like, you know, like if you were like, I would want to be cool with Louis C.K. someday, like people would be like, what the fuck is wrong with him? And I'm not exaggerating on that. They would be like, why do you want to be cool with that piece of shit? And you making the case that like he's a genius, like he's literally the best at what he was doing. They would just be like, I don't care. There's funny people out there that aren't pieces of shit. It's like, yeah, but they're not Michael Jordan. Like, I get Charles Barkley, cool, but he's not fucking Michael Jordan.
So your argument is basically like, or not even, it's not even an argument, but like you're basically saying that the population that cares about Louis C.K. is so woke that they're unwilling to forgive.
A portion,
whereas,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas on the Kanye side, there are a number of people who are just like, good music is good music.
And yeah,
like,
and I don't get me wrong. I think Louis can tour and fill almost any club in the country still. I don't think that would be an issue for him, but
agreed.
A couple people would be protesting outside, but he's still going to fill, I'll go to the old hack fallback, the Chuckle Hut or whatever. Like, people will come out and be like, and especially middle America, if he does, like, I mean, don't you remember
how
if
he's turning, too.
Yeah,
he's turning again.
Yeah, they tried to construe it as, like, this heel turn because he joked about the Parkland kids.
Right.
And it's like, no, he always said horrible shit.
Yeah.
He's probably just feeling out if he can get some comedy out of this.
Right.
And even my mom, who, like, loved him for years, was like, oh, he's gone too far with that. And it's like, it was just some dipshit taping. Like, I'm sorry that, you know, it's just some guy bootlegging the Grateful Dead. It wasn't the Grateful Dead doing their official live album. Like, you know, they're fucking doing a 20-minute version of this or whatever. Yeah. I don't know Grateful Dead songs. We ran out of steam there.
Yeah.
Touch of Grey.
Yeah, I mean, I think where I fall in it is like I actually put them in the same exact category. Like I think they're both, there was a period of time where they were both the best in their game, like unequivocally. And I'm not saying that Kanye lyrically is better than any specific, but like as a producer / like artist, Kanye was the best one doing it in hip hop.
I think that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Unlike Louis.
Totally fair enough.
Agreed.
But at the same time, like, I think people look at Louis as somebody who made big mistakes. And I think people look at Kanye as like a tortured genius or somebody who wants to be a tortured genius. Or maybe I'm just speaking for myself. Whereas like I think Louis is smart enough to get himself out of this if he just figures it. I think it's a matter of time for him to figure it out. I think Kanye, it's just like whenever he wants to come out of this self-induced funk, which is maybe really, really unfair of me to, but like as soon as he wants to be like, yo, fuck Kim, I'm good, I'm just gonna make good music, I think as soon as,
and
he,
the
like,
red hat stuff, I mean, that's certainly he's not helping his own case. Like if
but
he believes it, that's fine, that's fair. If he does, that's fine. But the people generally who, I'll say this, I don't want to say the people who listen to his music are liberal, but I'll tell you the conservative people are not listening to Kanye West. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I think it's a matter of,
a CD of Walmart.
And I mean, like when he was on SNL and he was dressed as like a fucking water bottle, like that shit is, he knows that's not.
Do you
poppin'.
Want a factoid from his,
yeah,
one
please.
Of his SNL performances?
Would love it.
I learned this on the tour of 30 Rock. He had flown in a black marble floor that was
Stop
put
it.
Together piece by piece for him to perform on.
Oh my God.
And it's filmed from like the knees up, so you never saw shit.
Oh my God. Yo, what, total sidebar here, but I feel like it's worth exploring. What's on your rider?
My rider?
Yeah, like what marble floor do you fly in? What M&M color are you choosing? Like, what is on your rider that people are like, fuck this guy?
Oh, I mean, like, I've had 38 years of complete sexual frustration. It would literally just be like, get some models of whatever ilk. It can be skinny white girls today or round-assed rap girls. I don't care. Just, you know, a different flavor every day of the week, and I just want them in cages like tigers. You know, like some Ringling Brothers shit or something. Or out of the cages. You know what? You've made me reconsider. That was a little over the line. They can be free-range hoes. And, yeah, that would be it. Like,
so not like sushi.
Well,
unless the sushi on, like, the sushi on the women, like in a 1980s, like, Wall Street greed movie.
Yeah, like one of the girls is my cocaine plate and the other is my sushi plate. Yeah.
Wow, I was just going to say pizza.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And a few beers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, what realistically, there would definitely need to be like a mountain of trail mix. I would need it.
But you would snort it.
I would snort it. I would crumble up those cashews and.
Off naked men.
Yeah. No. I think. Oh, what else? I feel like there'd have to be a heat lamp.
Okay.
So that I could just like purr next to it and then make my.
Now, okay, here's a question I will ask of any woman ever. Were you always cold by nature, or like have you just aged into it?
Oh, I'm not even always cold, but I love, like, I don't mind sweating.
Okay.
So this is
run all the time.
Yeah, I strongly prefer.
I go up
being,
a flight of stairs. Right, I'm like, I need
a shower. Right. So like, I want to be warm at all times. And it's not that I'm definitely not always cold. So.
Is it like a thermostat war in the house or no?
No.
Okay, cool. You guys will make it as a couple.
Yeah, we're going to make it.
Okay, let's go back real quick, or maybe let's go back slowly to, I think Louis C.K. did some things that were worse than anything Kanye has said. Obviously.
I'll concede that.
So like Louis C.K. has like ruined a few people's careers, and I'm not sure how far that effect ripples into their like personal lives.
Enough.
May have ruined some people's lives. I don't know. I'm just not sure, but definitely careers. So he's done probably the worst thing. But I don't, yeah, it's, okay, so let's make decisions on who's coming back first. I'm going to say Kanye.
I'm going to say Louis. And it's, in my opinion, it's because I think if he figures it out and cracks this, he's going to be, and I imagine he wants that. Like, I bet he like thirsts for it. But I feel like there's a good chance that he figures out how to show contrition and like abase himself and make the entire thing about
like he goes on What the Fuck and makes Mark Barron jerk off in front of him.
but I think another reason that I put Louis first is, again, he has like different mediums/media, however you want to call it. Media, where he like, so he can like do a show, he could do a stand-up special, he could ghostwrite
exactly. Something for someone else,
exactly. So I feel like there's
Louis, I'm here.
I feel like there's a pathway. You don't need him, John. You can do better. Do better on your own, all by your damn self.
He can do whatever in
front
of
me. Yeah, I would
me.
Say, what wouldn't you let him do for that, to get into that web?
So I'm going with Louis.
I'll be his table.
I'm going with Louis.
Okay, I believe there are a lot of people that will never forgive Louis, and I think because so much of really any comedian's trait, any comedian that isn't the vein of like Gilbert, where he's saying funny lines, Gilbert doesn't offer anything from his personal life.
Right.
Whereas a Louis really is like, I'm letting you into my life. I'm kind of like you, but here's my like fucked up take on some fucked up shit. And you're like, oh, Louis, you're kind of like us, but so articulate. There seems to be like a feeling of betrayal when it's like, well, fuck, Louis, you left out a little something, didn't you, pal? So I think there are a lot of people out there that really won't forgive Louis, whereas even the people most turned off by Kanye, like, if he just shuts the fuck up and starts making music again, they'll be like, whatever, I do not care. Whereas Louis really lost some people. And if nothing else, there's so many people in his industry that have tried to, for lack of a better way of putting it, climb his corpse and just be like, fuck him, I ain't about him. Like, people that were friends to him, I'm thinking of Bonnie McFarlane, the wife of God, Voss, Rich Voss. And, I mean, she's a dude that, perforce, she's a dude, yeah. She performed.
She can be dudes.
Yeah, yeah. She performed with Louis all the time. And Rich Voss, good friends with Louis. But, like, she was really trumpeting the whole fuck Louis thing. Like, that gets awkward.
Yeah.
And you can't walk that back. Or you can. Maybe we're all so 1984 short-sighted that you can just be like, he did what I needed him to do. Now he's my best friend again. And Louis has to be like, cool, we're all good again. But secretly,
it's definitely, definitely fashionable to say fuck Louis for sure. Like, and I feel like a lot of comedians that I'm like watching, but that I hear from or I see on Twitter are definitely in that, you know, that fuck Louis. Like, I'm not going to perform at clubs that are going to have
him.
And I wonder, I mean, like, certainly it's a lot more fashionable to say F him than to be like, let's give him another chance. So I wonder if club, I mean, I don't think clubs will like have problems if they host him, but
no, it'll but I think you'll see a lot of clubs not take him to begin with.
Yeah.
Guys, I have a nice little curveball to throw to you.
Okay.
So I feel like being angry right now is very, like, people have been outraged.
Oh, we're such
and it's,
children.
But it's en vogue right now to be like outraged and like, you know, draw a line. And I don't know that that's going to last. I don't know that that's a trend that's going to last forever.
It's exhausting.
So like, exactly. And I think like, I don't know what the next thing's gonna be, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if it's gonna be, you know, like, now we're all, I feel like snarky was in for a very long time, now it's outrage. Maybe in a couple years we're gonna have like a return to normalcy, like the 1950s, and everybody's just gonna be
I don't think so.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm throwing it out there, like,
it's gotta be more depraved. We're going in a more depraved pattern.
I think
it's never gonna stop. You think it's
no
just
I do
gonna,
think
like,
it will stop.
You think
but
everyone's
I think
just gonna
generally,
walk around dicks
I think
out?
Generally it, like, it seems like we just go more and more depraved. And then something happens and maybe resets it. But
I don't know.
I think we are going to go forward until there's just some sort of collapse and it eats itself. I mean, like, you guys, like, on the eve of World War I, people were just like, we're really civilized. We're past war now. Like, this will just never happen. We'll just hash shit out. And we've had wars since. Spoiler. Sorry if you guys...
Can I jump in?
Sure.
That is literally the best segue to my last one that was my favorite the whole time.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Do you think that we will have designer babies or World War III first?
Oh.
Can
okay.
you tell? So, like, how far is designer babies? Give us, like, a bare minimum for what counts as
what
a
is
designer
that,
baby.
What does designer baby sound like to you? What do you think?
Like a like, baby wearing Izod Lacoste.
Oh, no, I was thinking more like...
Like choosing hair color
like
and eye color.
Like genetic designer.
And...
Like I'm picking the sex, the height, the color of their eyes.
Like Nazi
the
Germany
shape.
Stuff.
Yes, eugenics. Designer...
I thought you meant Volkswagen.
Designer babies.
Art thievery.
Designer babies, which are certainly scientifically possible.
Oh, yeah.
But... Or World War III, which is... Definitely
gonna
geopolitically possible.
Definitely gonna happen.
Both could happen today, but it's like it's that Jurassic Park. Like you were so fixated on figuring out whether you could, you didn't ever stop to think if you should.
Okay.
Shout out Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, he's
clever
good.
Girl.
He was in this movie called The Fly. I like that. Josh, you want to do this or?
Well, this is a dark one. This is our darkest timeline. I would say my first thought would be designer babies. We're not very far away from them, and it doesn't take, like, a monumental shift to get us there. I think, like, even though, yeah, World War III could happen with, for a lot of reasons, most of them starting at the White House, like, designer babies, we're not that far, right? We're basically there. It's just, I don't know. Isn't basically Lori Loughlin already doing this?
Yeah.
Well,
it's called
I think
marrying
it's,
rich.
Well, I think it's hilarious that like you bring it up in like the in light of eugenics, right? Like of Hitler, right? Which was fucking World War II, dude. Like maybe designer babies are
lead to World War
III. Lead to World War III because now we start eliminating the weak and we're.
I just want to sing designer babies to the tune of Muppet Babies. That's me. I definitely go with designer babies. I mean, there's going to be people. Paid under the table who will do that shit like
that's what
now,
I think is it's I think it's happening in
I
places.
Think it's happening in China already
do you think World War III is not happening
no
officially
but it will.
No
yeah I don't
do
I'm
you
not
guys like know what's going on in Venezuela or no
yeah I've Soccer? Definitely thought of like importing a Venezuelan wife I was like I could pretty much get a Miss Universe at this point for like just, okay, I'll stop there now. I'm not quite on board with, like, I don't think stupid Trump will start a war. I think that will just happen when everyone's like, okay, China runs everything now. And that will, at some point, China's neighbors are going to start lashing out, and then people are going to have to back them up. Again, this is a world war, not just isolated India versus Pakistan shit. What can generate world war? And to me, it's really only China, especially if China allies with someone big. Somehow, like a China plus Russia, that's your world war right there.
Yep. Yep. I just think, like, designer babies, I kind of believe that they are happening in parts of either the world, like maybe these
explain
are happening.
Yao Ming.
Yeah, I mean, like, there are definitely projects happening in China, but I don't think that they're necessarily, like, science projects as much as, like Lucy in the chocolate factory line, but they're, like, pulling out the good ones, and they're letting the other ones just, like, go into regular Gen Pop. But, like, I don't think you and me are getting a menu for designer babies, but I think there is a menu. It's an off-menu item for some people, you know, if you have that access.
All right, you guys, quick. I'm gonna commandeer this shit for a second. You guys have a kid. What's on the menu for, like, what do you want a designer add to that kid?
I feel like I would choose nature, but if I had to, if I had to, I would probably choose height.
Okay,
height would be the
now
first
I see
thing
why
I
you
would
married
choose.
Me. Height, all 5 foot, like, 4.
I think that there is a correlation between height and health, generally.
Did
is
you
that
watch?
Wrong?
Yeah, there's. Are you kidding me? Shaq is like falling the fuck apart.
Well, I'm not trying to.
It's
not
so much more technical.
No, not to the extremes. You're not even paying attention.
Not to the extreme. I'm not looking for the extreme outliers, but just like pop a couple inches in. That's how it works, right?
That is not what she said. Yeah. No, do not think that those are correlated, but I do think that there's a correlation between, like, being I don't know if it's like
perspicacious is the word you want.
I don't know. I think being I would also favor tall, but that's because I've grown up very average height for a woman, but also, like, short for an athlete.
Okay.
So I want that. I mean, my genetic lottery choice would be, like, agile and athletic and, like, I want an Olympian. Like, okay. I want.
And you'll throw every other one back.
Yeah, exactly. Like
Spartan style.
Exactly. What else?
Fins.
Fins would be, yeah, no. Definitely want, what? I mean, honestly, if this kid is not intelligent, like, God help it.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, that would be such a deal breaker.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're definitely.
That's on you, though. You'll just make your kids smart.
No, I mean, yes, but also, like, genetically, it is most likely that a kid will be in between his or her parents or their parents.
Like, imagine
IQs.
Your kid comes home and is like, why don't you tell me about classic rock? And, like, holds up a Nickelback CD.
What if the kid comes home and is like, I don't really care about school, so, like, I'm just going to go to USC. And, like, you can just, like, play the soccer coach.
Get rutted out by frat guy.
It's, like, not a big deal.
I'm an influencer.
Yeah. By the way, she totally isn't. That Olivia Jade, whatever the fuck her name is 100% an influencer. And it's like, it's infuriating. Like, you already have a career. Get out of school.
No, with that name, you're either like a Mortal Kombat fighter or an influencer.
Speaking of Mortal Kombat fighters, don't you think my hair looks not like Mortal Kombat, but like
Chun-Li.
Street Fighter, and I look like Chun-Li right now?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm bringing back the
Chun-Li
90s.
Chun-Li was blonde, right?
No. Yeah.
She was the Nordic ideal.
Chun-Li was K-pop with blonde hair. But no, I'm wearing two like little like pigtail buns right now because I'm trying to bring back the 90s.
Kind of like Princess Leia.
Yeah, you've just exposed yourself as not a Star Wars person.
Well, but aren't Leias are lower?
They're lower.
Mine are on the top of my head. Mine are very
minor.
For those of you who know,
for Jill Sobel, is that the name?
Is that the
it's like a pop star of some sort?
Yeah. What did she? There was a song about kissing girls. I want to say.
Oh, I kissed a girl.
But it's. Yeah, that's her, right?
Yeah.
But not the Katy Perry version.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the 90s version.
Is this Tattoo?
No.
Oh, God, did I love that group. Yeah. Not even for the whole pervy angle.
That's what you say, but...
No, they had some bangers. I had a Russian tattoo bootleg.
Name three tattoo songs.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go deep. They had Robot. That was a Never Gonna Get Us was one of the hits. And Not Gonna Get Us. Yeah, they're not gonna get us. And then Robot, shit, you might have me at three. It's been a while.
And then you can do All the Things She Said.
That was the only one I could name.
That's the only one I can name.
Yeah.
Because they make out in the Robot video. And I was like, this is racy.
Oh, yeah. Years later, like one time I was just Googling tattoo videos. And like once they hit 18, it was just straight up videos. I was like, okay, I got an evening to kill.
Which like reminds me. So I was not for a really long time. I was not allowed to watch MTV. That was like the only thing that my parents were like, that's a no, right? Like I was like a young pup, and I used to wake up early and watch what was it called? It was called Rude Awakening. This is in the early 90s, and so I would wake up literally at 6 a.m. watch a half hour of movies before my mom of MTV before my mom came down and made tea, and then I would quickly switch to Mr. Wizard and like
that's
watch
such the overachiever's way. Yep. I would just fake being sick. I still remember it was fourth grade. And I was like, today's the day I become a man. Like, this was my version of going into the woods and coming back with, like, a puma's pelt. And I just stayed home and watched TV, MTV. And it was like, I can tell you to this day, I saw You Shook Me All Night Long, like, three times. Dude Looks Like a Lady, Love in an Elevator, Money Talks. It was, like, just some killer shit. And I was like, okay, that's it. I am a man now. Yeah, exactly.
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I 100% used to like wake up and watch that, and I remember it being like it was like so suggestive, the idea of like all these videos that were just like, I feel like they were just like teasing sex. And then I that was when I became without a doubt like an MTV viewer. I was like, what is this? It's like very edgy and racy. And do you guys remember, and I'm now jumping ahead probably 10 to 15 years, do you remember the show Undressed?
Yeah, I remember the show.
God,
Undressed.
Was I obsessed.
Yeah.
I was fucking
everyone,
obsessed.
Everyone either watched it or will lie about watching it,
a poll on this? Like, I need to know, the Papa's Basement listeners, like, how many of you watched MTV's Undressed?
Yeah. To all of you out there, just email or tweet or Instagram, whatever, at Papa's Basement. Give me your handles, guys.
At Josh Bard on Twitter.
I knew that.
And at Colleen on Twitter.
I knew that. Okay, I knew both. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have messed that up. Yeah, just your Undressed memories. Can we just do an Undressed episode next time, please? Because
I would definitely
remember
like
things.
To study up on that.
Yeah,
I just remember these brunette twins that I was obsessed with.
It'll just be about that. It'll just be your fever dream.
Remember their asses? And then they did a cameo in not Slacker. It was a movie that contained, I believe, Jason Segel, one of the Petes, the older Pete, and then the younger Pete. Had a cameo in it.
Like Pete of Pete and Pete, not like Amanda Pete.
No. Yes.
Got it. Great.
Laura Prepon had a role in it. Jamie Kennedy, I think, the one that married Kid Rock briefly.
Oh, wow.
It was like a piece of shit.
I have no idea what you're talking
2003
about.
2003 comedy.
But that is such a hodgepodge of.
Now you want to see it.
Kids,
yeah.
Right?
And they had a cameo where in a non like Spanish channel movie, they moved their asses in unison and they made like a cartoon sound effect, like Pitty Town or something.
And you still remember it to this day.
Oh, yeah. It's like burned in my cerebellum.
A formidable memory.
Do you think the people from Undressed like tell people, no, I was in Undressed? Like, because they haven't gone very far. I just looked at the cast list. I only recognize one name.
What's
James
the name?
Spader.
What's the name? I need the name.
Sarah Lancaster.
Who is that?
She was in, I believe she's in Saved by the Bell, the New Class, and I think she was in Chuck. She was in Chuck. She was the sister of Chuck in Chuck.
I don't remember that, but.
Is that how they addressed her? Sister of Chuck.
Sister of Chuck.
By the way, do you, this will last one moment only. Do you guys know anybody who like yells at you and is like, it's Lancaster instead of Lancaster?
No,
yeah,
no.
It's like a whole thing. Anyway,
not for longer than
that
conversation.
Let's go back to Undressed.
Yeah, World War and Undressed. World War Undressed.
I think MTV should bring back Undressed. Like, I think there's a market for like basically confused teens seeking not quite softcore porn that are just...
Totally. But there's way more porn access. So yeah. I mean...
I guess I'm an innocent.
I don't... Yeah. And I think they would have to take it in too many different direct. Like, this was literally just like in the days of heteronormative sex. And that was kind of all we knew. So it was just like... This guy's a virgin and the slut wants to plow him.
I'm pretty sure. No, I'm pretty sure that they had like gay. They had,
and
gay
there were,
themes.
No, okay, for sure. Yeah. And there were like, I think there were lessons. And so like you could definitely, we're in a world of like,
yeah,
where
like
consent
Uncle
is
Jesse definitely came out at the end and was like, girls.
There's definitely like a world where like you could, you know, consent is a much bigger issue
yeah.
now, or at least like we talk about it as a bigger issue now. We didn't talk about it back then. Like there's definitely things you could bring back about it. But like, I think people are looking for their softcore fix on MTV are going to watch like Siesta Key or whatever that Laguna Beach show is now.
Oh,
it's not the
whatever.
Same.
It's not the same. It's not about sex.
This was like
but it's,
so poorly
it is to...
scripted, and it was like, it was such low production. It was,
yeah.
But there's
bad
something
comedy,
beautiful in that.
Bad comedy.
It filled such an innocent void.
Yes.
Like, do you remember hearing, like, I can't tell you how many times during the Howard Stern show, like the E show at night, I would just like hear those kettle drums for Girls Gone Wild. And like, I mean, I was like Pavlovian condition to just be like, anytime I heard, and that just doesn't exist anymore.
You're right.
Like, now you're like, oh, I feel just this much arousal, just this little smidge of arousal. Time to go to YouPorn. You know, like there's no nuance anymore.
Does Netflix... Netflix doesn't have porn, does it? And why not?
No, because I'm out of my house currently. Like, no, I 100%. I mean, I guess because it's already done to death by guys. Like, they've found the model that works where it's advertisement shoved at the front. And I don't know. I almost bought porn for the first time in 20 years. Like, I accidentally clicked some link and it was just like $1 for 3 days of Bang Bros. I'm like, I can't argue with that bargain. That's amazing. When's President's Day? You know, like.
Anyway, I think Undressed needs to come back. I feel very strongly about that. What would be in the game of like what happens first? What's the counterweight to Undressed? What comes back first, Undressed or
Smallpox?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
If it does come back, it's not going to have any traction. Like that kind of innocent sort of, we just have too much access to porn now.
But
like
you're forgetting that there are people like me, John, who didn't use it as like foreplay for some, you know, I just was
for
like,
yourself.
I was like, it was like racy. And I was like, wow, I'm just going to go to sleep now. Like,
well, yeah,
that whole world is out there.
I watched it at college. I wasn't getting off to Undressed. I mean, to be fair, I watched it and I already had porn. Like that was my sexual revolution. I always talk about this. Like other kids go to college and they get laid. I just had my own hard drive and a T3 connection. And I was like, you know, this is opening chords, the sunshine of your love. Yeah. Start in my head. I couldn't, that was my thing, but yeah, you're right. I watched it. I wouldn't watch it now, but I haven't watched, like, do you remember when it stopped being rebellious to say you weren't watching MTV anymore? And now you're like, yeah, just why the fuck would I watch it? Like, we crossed that line a long time ago.
Yeah.
I would imagine, right, on a 24, like, if you just picked a random day on MTV, there is, and I'm not trying to, like, obviously, this cliche is out there, but there's not one music video on MTV,
hot
right?
Take!
No.
Ding, 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 ding.
Like, this is not my first idea, or
I
my
think literally
idea first,
they
like, they don't
air
have,
them anymore.
They don't air
I could
music
be wrong,
videos, right?
Yeah.
Like, they, there's like classic MTV that definitely has music videos, but
is that,
MTV
okay.
just, I don't think.
I remember when MTV 2 came out and they Trojan horsed everyone. And like, I can't tell you how many people I saw screaming, like, get MTV 2 in your market. I'm like, what do you think they're going to do with that one? And they did it.
And they sure did.
Yeah.
I was going to
say. Do they make music videos anymore? I mean, that's the other question.
They go on
like,
YouTube.
Yeah.
They
People
go on
just
YouTube.
Watch
yeah, like,
YouTube
like
or whatever it's called.
Vimeo.
Vivo. Yeah.
Vivo.
Yeah.
Vivo.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
I thought of a good one. It's a good counterweight that's not smallpox, which would be a pop-up video.
A pop-up video? Slam dunk before.
It was so fun.
I loved it. I was
pop-up video
with it.
Makes sense always.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know,
you could do it on YouTube and make the little pop-ups clickable. It'd be great.
Right, that would be, yeah, what are we doing?
What you know the intersection of these things is Blind Date, right?
Oh, amazing. Roger Lodge in the house? Yo, get him as a guest on your show. What is he even doing now?
I don't know.
Let's get Roger Lodge on here. What else could he be doing?
I miss that time in life because a very big hit with my suite mates at college was pronouncing his name in a very ethnic way of a certain ethnicity that might have problems with R's and L's. I'm going to just leave it at that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Very woke back then. Yeah.
Lori Rofrin.
You did it. You did it. Thank you. Thank you.
I think that's the mom from Gilmore Girls. Or maybe that's the daughter. I never watched the show. Sorry.
Rory is the girl. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're both take two.
Okay.
The daughter.
Now that Josh is unemployed, let's continue.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good.
I was obsessed. I mean, you're encapsulating the television viewing. Again, this will summarize what a wild college kid I was. I define it by the television viewing I did. And it was like undressed into, I think, like Stern Show into Conan, then like Blind Date, then the Stern Show replay at 2 a.m.
Oh, man.
And then I went to bed at like 3.
It's funny you say that. So like, I think I had a very interesting just life schedule in college, which this is not necessarily an interesting topic, but come along with me nonetheless. I would legitimately, so I watched The Daily Show every night, right? Okay. And this is before DVR. So I would like watch The Daily Show. So I was at 11, and then I would take a nap until Conan's monologue. So that was 12:35.
Yes.
I would wake up, watch his monologue, probably watch the whole show. And then I would stay up till 3 or decide, like, you know what, I don't really have to do homework. And I would almost every night fall asleep with my head on the screen of my computer, you know, because that was before you had laptops or, like, the thin screen, the, like, whatever. Yeah. You had, like, a full-on computer.
Oh, literally.
So a monitor. Just,
literally a headstone of a monitor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 80-pound beast.
Exactly. And I would fall asleep with my head on it and be like, well, I guess it's like talking to my friends on Instant Messenger, and then go to sleep.
You just described the most like 1999 thing ever.
It was 2000. Fuck. It was like 2001 to 05, but yes, 100%. That was my life.
By the way, have you guys, I'm going to throw this out there. Shout out to Cece of the Prompt. Yes, who loves Pen 15. Sounds like I'm saying she loves cock. I'm talking the show Pen 15. Have you guys seen it on Hulu yet?
I have not. I was choosing between that and Sex Education, and went Sex Education.
I don't know what that is, but
it's great.
Amazing.
Okay,
it's great.
Then just loop back to Pen 15.
Yeah, we'll do. It's definitely
Pen
15
is
it's on
so
the docket.
Like, I cannot tell you how badly, if you guys want to make a wish, I'll fake the cancer. Like, I want to interview the girls responsible for that. There's like one, so it's 2 30-year-olds playing 13-year-olds,
amazing,
but they're acting alongside other 13-year-olds, and one of them is like super active on Twitter and will just favorite everything like me, yeah, or I and CC have said about Pen 15. It's like, do I get little Becca onto the show? That'd be weird, but okay.
That's fantastic. And what, acting alongside people who are like actually in high school while you're older. Did you ever watch any of the like Chris Lilley stuff? So like Jemay.
All of it. All of it.
He's phenomenal.
I like it a lot. Yeah. I mean, I can see it has a certain innocence to it because it hasn't been put through the quote unquote Hollywood machine. So there's like a weird Aussie soft aspect to it. But I see his performances. Yeah. And I'm like, that dude's really talented.
Mr. G.
Do you remember when they tried to like do the whole outrage thing about, was it Jonah?
Jonah from Tonga.
Tonga, yeah. And he was like doing the character in brown face.
Well,
yeah.
No, that was the rapper he did. Yeah, that was in the second, that was in Angry Boys, I think it was called.
But like, sure.
But yeah.
But they don't, there's not a minstrel, there were not minstrel shows in Australia. So like, I get it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Point.
Like the cultural backlog of what it means. And look, I'm not defending it. I think that before you introduce that into
American, what are you putting on your face as you speak?
Before you introduce that into like American television, you got to be aware of like, oh, people may not receive this well. But yeah, I feel like part of the reason that people don't like blackface is that it comes with, I mean, there's many
one aspect,
and again, I'm not defending it or suggesting anyone do it. Please don't. But is that,
which of these happens first? Colleen does blackface or Colleen does blackface?
Colleen does blackface or Colleen makes fun of an ethnicity's accent. Both.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
But yeah, like there were not, that was not a thing where
no, you're, I hadn't even thought of that angle, honestly.
It is totally different. But again, like I put that more on, what was that on? Showtime? I don't remember.
HBO.
Yeah.
I put that more on HBO than I put it on Chris Lilly.
Yeah, exactly. You're completely right. It's take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we could have the Eskimo Network showing like the Nathan Seal blubber eating contest, and that wouldn't work over here, but that's on Food Network.
Right, that's on the Food Network.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
So what else we got? Or is this it? Is school's out?
I can do one.
All right.
This one is right up your alley, John. So nice. What is more likely to happen first? A TV show featuring improv becomes a national hit, or a TV show featuring locksmithing becomes a national hit? Now, before, it seems like it's so obvious that improv is for entertainment and it would be that. Let me just say, it didn't really become a national hit. It became a very short-lived hit when Whose Line Is It Anyway came back to American television, or came to American television with Drew Carey.
Yeah,
like whatever. It didn't last, and I would not call that a national hit. And with locksmithing, we have shows about like Alaskan fishers, or like Alaskan truck driver, ice road truck drivers. We have shows about, I mean, like the Flip It or Flop It people are just like tens on the celebrity world right now. We have all the cooking shows. We have baking shows. Like, why can't we get locksmithing? And I was thinking about it before you tell me I'm still stupid. Locksmithing, if you had a reality show with a locksmith, it could be like part HGTV and part Cops, because you don't know what's behind that door where you're going to fix it. Now that I've pitched you my idea.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that angle. I thought you meant like some sort of Roseanne thing where that was just the blue collar job du jour that they attached to whichever lead.
No, I mean like a reality show.
It would be fantastic. Like, you have great stories. If you got, oh God, yeah. I mean, like, if my best stories are like the foreclosed property stories, especially the ones where like pit bulls were being bred there. But if you, I don't do a ton of overnight work, but if you did an overnight locksmith in the city, it would be nothing but shit-faced people that forgot their keys at a bar and the drama associated with. I mean, I'm not just saying this. You need to get connected and pitch this to someone. Like, that is a fucking great idea for a show. I'm going to have to go with improv, but I want you to make me wrong.
That said.
Yeah, that is an incredible. I mean, it's just not an industry a lot of people think about. Like,
and that's the thing about it is like all like if we were to just turn on the TV and look through the guide right now, all the reality stuff, like the stuff on Bravo, the stuff on whatever, like there's, I don't even know what Below Deck is, but I imagine it has something to do with boat maintenance.
It's when you take a shit in the bottom part of the toilet.
The name of the show, by the way, is Locked Up or Locked Out.
There we go.
100%.
We just have so many shows that feature these professions that we know nothing about other than now knowing them because of, or like now they're on our radar because of reality TV. And I don't see what makes locksmithing any lesser than all of them that are now interesting.
Right. You're
like there's
right.
There's no television show about like that isn't totally like smarmy about like the life of a consultant, right? Like, well, you know, like, yuck. It's got to be scripted, all this stuff. But because no one gives a shit about, like, someone going to an office job. But not only does the locksmith thing work because it is a simple enough job, but, like, people know what that is. People don't know what the fuck, like, you...
Almost everyone has a lock.
Yeah. And almost everyone fears, I know I do, losing my keys altogether, and that moment that I have to call John and be like, I need your help before John.
And he's like,
home.
I've actually been outside the whole time.
He's like, I have my podcast equipment.
Give me a T.
I think that totally works. I want to watch that
show.
Lets
people into homes. Like, we definitely are a voyeuristic culture.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not social. Like, I walk in and I very much treat it like I'm just here to do these things. So I give off that vibe. But if I were some sort of chatterbox, the amount of shit detail-wise that would get spilled to me would
be like a
barber. Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is wonderful.
I'm like a barber on the spectrum, though, who's just like really quick with the shears, but not with the wit. You know?
And the idea of doing like an improv show, I know that they've tried and like it's just not gotten...
Yeah, I mean, like, improv is a humongous comedy art form. I'm not going to take away from its, you know, it is everywhere. Like, Sean always says, like, all the people you like started an improv. But they're not doing improv anymore.
They got the fuck out of it. That's the second part of the story.
We don't tell that part. And that's fine. And I'm not shitting on improv.
No,
I think improv is hysterical. But
it's an amazing teaching tool, but you don't want to wind up.
I don't know. I think there are some people who do want to wind up there, but it is a choice. Like, it's an alternative choice, right? Like, it's like,
yeah,
those people do it because they're like, that's selling out and I'm staying authentic to like what.
Yeah. I personally, if I could make a living elsewhere and then you're like, you'll just be on stage at UCB a couple times a week, I'd be like, cool. I'm done. Let's call life an end. That's English good. I'd be happy as a pig in shit doing that, but it doesn't pay. So that's right. Why people have to take it elsewhere.
And I'm sure if we sat down and really thought it out and talked about it with other improv people, we could maybe come up with a couple good ideas, but like Whose Line Is Anyway is built for TV, and it's funny. I mean, if you're flipping channels and you see it on and you just watch it for 2 minutes, you're like, oh yeah, this shit is hilarious. Those guys are so good. Wayne Brady's amazing. You know, Ryan Stiles, is that the tall guy?
Yes. They're,
like, those guys are really
little
good.
Little guy from Drew Carey, Diedrich Bader, born in Alexandria.
And shout out to Colin Mochrie.
Colin Mochrie, yeah. Those guys will make you laugh.
But so
and think.
Recently... Or not think. Don't think.
Ooh,
nailed it.
Twice.
Shout out. I listened to... So I love Conan O'Brien's new podcast. Sorry.
You cheating piece of shit.
I'm so sorry. But it's fantastic. And this past week he had Ben Schwartz and Thomas Middleditch on it. And Conan, at the end, he just gives them this high praise. He's like, I think you guys are the ones who are going to make long form improv work on, you know, he's like, you know, what on... whether it's Netflix or whatever. And I could totally see that. We saw them perform live and they annihilated.
For like an hour and a half.
It was incredible. Mm. So I think that I think with the right people and format, there's probably enough of an audience of nerds like us who would be like...
The format is called webcam stream.
Yeah.
Do you think if they were recording, like if this duo was going around and recording their improv shows, which were like fully improv,
and putting them up
on Netflix, like, would that be a betrayal of improv? Because
I hope to God people in improv don't view it that way.
Yeah.
I'm so saddened that I haven't been able to convince Sean yet to just put a little webcam up so people
awesome.
Can watch his shows that aren't there, and then it'll go right to YouTube. Because I don't, yeah, they sound almost like Native Americans worrying that the camera will capture their spirit or some shit. Like, just do, like, it's not like
it's different every time, you know?
Yeah, if any, like, you should be cool with whatever being filmed because you have no script to go back to, and it's not like half of your humor is based in race hate.
Right.
And you don't want it to get out there. Like,
and I appreciate the idea of, like, we're all here in the moment. Like, I really do appreciate that. I think that's an awesome aspect of improv. I think it's so, you know, rare now that people have something just for a moment rather than to capture it on their phone or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, it's called Snapchat.
But to be able to share those things that happen in the moment. And maybe they have a shelf life. Maybe it's like after X number of days, they vanish forever and ever to keep some.
Yeah, that's
sense
fine.
Of
just give
like,
me some
give
sort
me
of
an,
reprieve.
Give me
yeah.
an oppor- exactly. Give me an opportunity to be there if I can't.
I think about Sean, who's, you know, Sean Michaels as a duo is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them a handful of times. They, I would, you know, like not every show can be a 10, but there, I haven't.
Okay,
I haven't,
all right, fighting
no,
words.
No, wait.
Fighting
this
words.
Is going to be a compliment. Not every show can be a 10, but I haven't
sometimes
seen ever a
11s.
Bad show. And like there was like, I wonder, and you know, I haven't really ever sat down and talked to Sean about this, but like, does he have shows that he thinks are like, he remembers like this time, the, you know, the time that we became mice trying to escape the cat, that was one of our best shows ever. Like, that was one of the funniest things I've
Sean
seen.
Sean hates people playing animals, but continue.
Well,
he killed it.
That hypocrite was good.
Yeah.
And, no, just like, I wonder, like, you know, that performance, I get the idea, the nature of improv, but it is gone forever. Like, if he has the most perfect show, they hit every line, they, you know, they...
Yeah,
line,
I'd want that shit for posterity.
Wouldn't you want
yeah.
that? Wouldn't
yeah.
you want to go
yeah.
back to that? Wouldn't you want to use that as a tool to, like, look at, see where we went right? Like... as a game tape, like I'm thinking this as an athlete, I guess, but or as a wannabe
like
athlete.
Like he's just going
wow.
back and forth, like right hip pivot,
yeah.
right hip pivot.
Yeah, like look how we played off each other here. Look, you picked up what I was, you know, whatever it is. But I don't know. I mean, as a guy that does,
I literally never listen to my show, but I like that it's out there for other people to hear. That makes me happy. I like knowing that if I ever get like the Ebert cancer, they can make a speak and spell that sounds like me. That makes me happy. I'll have like just a very sexualized vocab given the content of the show. But...
be very undressed heavy.
Yeah.
Like I remember
the twins.
We had a speak and spell growing up, and I remember it like challenging us to spell the word wolves, and it was like wolves. So, but I think that yours would just say vulvas instead. Yeah.
Okay. Are we? Are
we? Are.
We are. We are. Guys, thank you again. Josh Bard, Colleen.
Do it.
Hold on. Connachan?
Take out that second C.
Conohan?
Conahan. Yep.
Conahan. There we go. Conahan. All right. Guys, thank you for everything you bring. And thank you for agreeing to do this again. And I hope we do more of them.
Same.
Josh is like, no, never.
I've run out of ideas.
We're running out of tea, to be honest.
Guys, let's talk about the prompt real fast. Cool. And then I will guilt you into, can we have like an idea for a live prompt night over at Sean's Unified
Team? I would love to do that.
What's standing in the way? Because he is
time.
He is
That's it.
So sad.
But we just,
that it hasn't happened.
We just need to pick a time and make it happen. I would love, there is no obstacle except for like picking a date.
We'll just make it a priority.
It sounds so fun.
Okay.
It's
and it would just be how many of us, are in this immediate area and could show up and read our
ton.
Stuff?
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Maybe five, seven.
Five or six, yeah.
And then what, we'll just get other people to read?
Yeah, I don't know. We have to figure out the format. Was it just like storytelling? Is it, are we, you know, creating there?
Right. I don't know.
It's mostly storytelling, and then Colleen does some soft shoe.
Soft. You said soft, and core didn't come out next. I was just very surprised.
I've aged.
And on that note, so I would love to do that. Let's definitely.
Yeah, cool. In the meantime, read the prompt at thepromptmag.com.
And if you are somebody who fancies yourself a writer, feel free to submit something off prompt, or the next two prompts that we're going to be running are Fantasyland. So whatever that triggers for you, whatever ideas you have pertaining to Fantasyland, or pet peeves. So write us something, send it in, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that's how you keep up the energy. You just go, yeah! I am John Papagiorgio. You can find my work over at The Prompt. And if, again, like they said, if you want to write for them, you can. They aren't McSweeney's. They are McSweeney's Loft. Till the next one. We're out of here.